Hey man, it's Lyric. This is the gospel truth. This is Lyric 2, the gospel truth, the best truth that ever is. Type of vibe. Man, the best advice I can ever give you is die of your emotions. And I'm gonna say it one more time, die of your emotions. Please die from your emotions. I have yet to do that, and I'm fighting, and I'm trying, but I'm telling y'all, because I want y'all to do that off rip. Donald Jones. Donald Jones, you can never serve the purpose that you're supposed to serve with your emotions. Because, baby, let me tell you something. Every day, I wake up feeling like a whole new person. And I can be mad, I can be sad, I can be angry. I feel like nobody cares about me. Oh, Lord, the whole world is set on fire. I wake up with somebody, I feel like everybody can hear me. People getting text messages, people getting called. I feel like you don't care. I feel like I could be dead right now. You wouldn't even care about me. Bro, please die from them. You will succeed so much far. And it's crazy because it's in the Bible. It's plenty of situations in the Bible where people's emotions got the best of them. When David took that man's wife. Went to go sit that man off and killed him to have his wife. Boom. Jonah didn't want to help them people, so Jonah ran and hopped in the well. Who? Hold on, give me a second. I'm gonna think of another one for you. Peter. Well, Peter cut that man ear off. Peter, what you cut that man ear off for? Cause his emotions. And it's a continuous problem. In the people of not a God, our emotions is murdering us and our purpose, dog. It's murdering us and our purpose. That the real enemy is us. It's our emotions, because the world taught us in school. They teach you how to. Oh, you need to tell how you feel. No, you don't. If you ain't feeling nothing positive, keep that to yourself and get rid of it. Keep that to yourself and give to God. Don't go voicing anything negative, because once you voice something negative, it's out there. Now you feeling all these negative things. But kill that. Kill that. I'm telling you, I really want to see less emotional people out in the world. Like, that's why we have all these churches. We're not supposed to have all these churches. We have all these churches because one church member get upset at another church member and go start a church. Guess what? That's an emotion. Emotion, we let our emotion lead us. So what I want, like, for the rest of this month, when y'all getting this? What today is? Y'all getting this, what, maybe August 14th, August 15th? Yes, August 15th, 14th, y'all getting this August 14th. For the rest of this month, I want y'all try to make no decisions off your emotions, none. Oh, I feel like I want to eat pizza. No, don't feel nothing. I don't know how this gonna work, but don't feel nothing. Don't feel like you wanna go eat pizza. I want you to make no decision off your emotions. It's gonna be hard. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm trying to make no decisions off my emotions at all. Cause maybe my life would be peaceful if I stop making decisions off my emotions. And instead, I want you to let God guide you through everything. So ask God what to eat. Don't I feel like eating pizza? No. Ask God, what should I eat today? Type of vibe. Like, do that instead for the rest of this month. So you getting this on 14th. So the next 15 days for the rest of this month, ask God what to do. Ask God on what you should do, not go based off you feel. Oh, I feel like I want to go to the grocery store right now. No, ask God to do it. Hold on, give me 1 second. My bad, I'm back. Boom, what I was saying, I don't know what I'm saying, but you own the emotional because you scared to give up control. Hold on. You're only emotional because you're scared to give up control. I'm only emotional because I'm scared to give up control. I done said something here now. So I'm finna read some scriptures. On what to do when you are making bad choices or living in your emotions. 1 John chapter 1, 9, 10. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You claim we have not sinned, we make out to him be a liar, and his word is not in us. Alright, okay. Boom, boom. Hosea chapter 14, verses 4. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. Okay, Hebrews 12, verses 1. Therefore, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness. Let's throw off everything that hinders us and sin that so easily entangles us. Let us run with perseverance in the race marked out for us. With that being said, suddenly your emotions getting better to you. And for the rest of the month, we ain't living our emotions. Because God is going to make a way for us. God is here to help us. God ain't here to hinder us. He understand our problems. He understand what we're going through and all that. So let's just trust in him and just vibe. I got a lot of background noise, so we're going to have to tie this up. But yeah, that's really all this is really going on, bro. We finna start living our emotions for the rest of the month and just let God lead us. Thank you for listening to Lyrics True, Gospel True, the best truth. See y'all next time.